这个脱去旧人穿上新人那件事。
This morning we heard about putting off the old man and putting on the new man.
那我们已经看到这个教理的根基，什么缘故谈到这个脱去旧人穿上新人那个教理上的根基。
We just want to see where this phrase comes from and the basis for this.
那我们今天晚上开始从第四章二十五节开始看啊，那里保罗跟我们讲到六个一个具体的例子。
In chapter 4, verse 25, Paul tells us several very specific examples.
那第二十五节开始说，所以你们要弃绝荒言等等。我还没讲那个以前，也许要跟各位提醒一件事啊，就是说保罗在这里啊跟我们讲的这六个例子啊，都是跟人与人当中的关系有关系。
These six examples that Paul uses are specifically in relationship to the human interactions.
因为他在这里跟我们讲到的时候啊，他叫我们要避免什么，避免什么。他叫我们说，避免的这些事啊，如果我们不避免的话，会破坏我们跟其他的人的当中的关系。
It talks specifically about things that we should prevent or should not do, because if we do those things, then it will impair our relationships with men.
同时，我们又可以看到，当保罗讲到这个旧的六个例子的时候，他常常告诉我们说，你不要这样做。可是反而 rather 你应该这样做，你宁可这样，不要这样做，宁可你应该这样做。
And he phrases these in the terms of the fact that don't do this, but rather do the other thing.
他不但讲消极方面，跟我们讲积极的方面。
And so not only in the negative sense, he talks about it in the positive sense too.
而且他每一次讲的时候啊，或者是直接讲出来，不然的话，他虽然没有直接讲出来，他至少 imply， 至少 imply 怎么说？至少暗示着这一个。神学上的理由，为什么缘故我们不想这样做
？And so either directly or by implication, he points out the theological implications there.
所以第一，他跟我们说，我们要弃绝虚假，可是我们要讲诚实话。
For example, in verse 25 says, "Laying aside falsehood, speak truth."
那保罗告诉我为什么缘故
？And so Paul says the reasons.
为什么缘故我们要弃绝谎言，要个人与邻舍讲实话呢？
And then he explains why we should have to do this with each one of us, with his neighbor.
告诉我们说，因为我们是互相为肢体。
For we are members of one of another.
如果我们彼此当作不诚实的话，你没有办法彼此当作成为一个肢体。
Because if we're not truthful to one another, with one another, we will not be able to be members of each other.
我们彼此当中的关系啊，乃是建立在不是建立在虚假上，而是建立在诚实上。
Because our relationships are not based on falsehood, but they are based on truth.
所以，如果我们撒谎，如果我们是这个虚假的话，我们彼此当中的这个什么 fellowship， 这个交通沟通啊，就必破坏。
If we lie, if we have falsehood, then it will damage the relationship and fellowship that we have with others.
第二，他叫我们不要发脾气。
And he says we should not be angry in verse 26.
可是，当我们生气的时候啊，应该是易怒，而不是我们发脾气。
And yet, if we are angry, then it should be righteous anger, and it should not be a temper.
其实，当然我们知道，圣经并没有说叫我们绝不能够发怒。
The Bible doesn't say that we cannot be angry at all.
其实，我们应该有时候要发怒。
Sometimes we do have to be angry.
发怒是什么意思呢？就是为着这个不公平，为着罪发怒。
For example, for unfairness, we need to be angry.
可是我们千万不要为自己的就发脾气。
But we should not have a temper because of ourselves.
那保罗在这里说啊，生气却不要犯罪，就是这个意思。
And that's what it means when it says be angry but do not sin.
其实意思就是说 ，OK， 你这生气是可以的，可是你生气啊，不要犯罪。
And so that you can be angry, but you should not sin in that.
告诉我们说，不要含怒到日落。
And then it says, don't let the sun go down on your anger.
其实他的意思并不是说我早上发脾气了，所以我还有十一个钟头的时间可以发脾气。
It's not that because I have a temper in the morning, I still have another 11 hours of temper that I can go.
因为要十二个钟头以后才有日落嘛。其实他所讲的意思就是说，我们不要在那里 nurture 我们的 anger， 不要在那里培养或者叫我们的这个什么？这个怒气啊，在鼓动他，故意鼓动他。
That we should not be nurturing this anger, should not be having it agitated within us.
其实我们应该啊，当我们发脾气的时候，应该把让这个脾气赶快 消下去。
That this temper should very quickly be dissipated.
那跟着我说什么呢？也不要不可给魔鬼留地步。
And then it says, do not give the devil an opportunity.
常常啊，如果我们愿意，我们不愿意把我们这个生气啊，赶快让它消下去的话，魔鬼借着这个机会来破坏我们很多的关系。
If we don't allow our temper to dissipate, then very quickly we allow the opportunity, an opportunity for the devil to intervene.
底下说，我们不要偷窃，反而我们应该做工。
And don't steal, let him who steals steal no longer, but rather let him labor.
换句话说，我们不要做这个社会的寄生虫，偷掉人家的东西来过生活。
That is, we should not be a parasite on society, stealing things from other people.
我们应该亲手做工，如果你有剩下，还可以对这个社会还有一些贡献。
So we perform with our own hands what is good in order that we might assist the society.
底下说，我们不要说污秽的话，其实我们应该所讲的话应该能够造就别人。
And we should not have any unwholesome word from our mouth, but only a word that is good for edification.
其实这里所说的污秽的话的意思，本来的意思就是说，就是那一种污秽的话，那一句话本来意思就是说那一种腐烂的树木，这个树木腐烂 ，rotten tree， 或者是一个什么一个果 rotten fruit， 就是水果腐烂那种意思。不要讲那种腐烂的话。
That is, we shouldn't use rotten words, rotten fruit, and that sort of language.
就不是要讲那些话，叫人家。什么叫人家 hurt， 叫人家受害，反而我们应该说话应该能够造就人。
That is, we shouldn't hurt or harm other people because our word should always be edifying to people.
底下他告诉我们说，我们应该除去恶毒，我们除去恶毒，我们不要以恶毒来对待别人，反而我们要用这个恩慈来相爱。
We should put away all bitterness and wrath and anger, and we should treat others with kindness and tenderness.
他说我们应该除去什么呢？除去这个苦毒 bitterness， 苦毒
take away all the bitterness，
就是说你不管对别人，总是一种恨，总是一种对待别人不好的这种态度。
This hatred, this bad attitude towards other people, we should take away。
那种态度啊，就是一种根本对别人怀恨，我不愿意跟别人和好，那种坏的态度就苦毒。
As I hate other people and I don't want to have this relationship with other people。
恼恨啊，就是那种。感情上的暴躁，发产生了这种大什么这种发脾气那种啊、这种什么大怒那种。
That is a wrath and wrath. No, it's a wrath.
就 rupture, okay. The passionate rage 就是一种，你想到我的 passionate rage 就是一种感情上很暴躁出来的那种大发脾气啊。
There's a very passionate rage against other people.
那底下说我们应该除去这个愤怒。
We should take away anger.
这个愤怒是什么呢？愤怒就是说，虽然你没有表现在你的感情上啊，可是你一直怀恨在心啊，一种 settled hostility， 就是一种存在你个性里面所存在的那种，虽然不是爆炸出来，可是存在你个性里面的那种敌对。对人敌视。
That is, we have a hostility within ourselves, waiting to erupt, but it hasn't come out yet.
底下他告诉我们说，不要嚷闹，要把嚷闹拿掉。
And then clamor, that is, lots of.
嚷闹当然就是对别人呢、啊、开始啊，就开始这样的样，你跟着笑啊啊的屁股啊，最终那态度，把这东西除掉。
That is all kinds of activity that is harassing or very very I don't know very whatever he did just now.
好，毁谤啊，就是我们。英文所说的 ill will， 我就想办法，我恨沈运生啊，想办法怎么样把害死他，想办法一天到晚想办法怎么给他找麻烦，就是那种态度啊。我们应该把这些东西除掉。
Slander, that means I think of all kinds of evil things to do to a Vincent Chen or someone that with just wants to get evil to them.
因为我不敢对你讲，因为讲你不要替我翻译了。
对，不要。
可是呢，反而我们对人应该有恩慈。
But we should
Be kind to people.
We should be kind to people.
Okay, be kind to people. 对人有恩慈，什么意思呢？恩慈的意思就是说，其实对别人有 kindness， 就是说能够真的对别人有帮助，对别人有好处，对别人有帮助那种。
That is, we really are helpful to other people. That is, we can help them.
怜悯当然我们晓得啊，怜悯就是 compassionate， 就是一种 compassion 怎么说？就是怜悯。
Tender-hearted, having compassion
for other people. 对。还有饶恕，必须饶恕。就是说我们用恩惠用 grace 来对待别人。
Forgiving others, that is, we have grace towards other people.
然后他说啊， 我们不要拿信来开玩笑，反而我们应该为神给我们的信来感谢他。
And we should not use sex, immorality and sexual
joke about sex.
Rather, we should use words of praise.
Yeah, 反而为这件事啊，感谢神。
But rather, we should praise God.
好，保罗讲了这些事之后啊，他底下第五章第五节开始跟我们讲到，他跟我们讲到更多的一些 motivation。Motivation 怎么说？我昨天晚上想不出一个好
动机。
Not quite 动机啊。Motivate a person 叫一个人
鼓动。
也可以说啊，其实我意思就是说啊 ，Father motivation for Christian life 。我到昨天晚上坐在那里想半天，想不出什么事来，所以我干脆把它写成更多的基督徒生活的动机。其实不是很好的翻译了 ，motivation。不只是一个动机啊，就是会使你用鼓励你，或者是有那种作用。你想 motivation 意思啊？谁替我翻中文？我给你翻到了，我给你 ten cents。就是没有 motivation。
This is a further motivation reasons. Motivation for Christians in chapter 5, verse 5 to 21.
Okay, 第一。第五章第五节到第七节，保罗告诉我们说，将来有一天呢，我们必须站在神的审判台前，每一个人都要受神的审判。
So in verse 5 to 7 it says, we one day we will all stand before the judgment seat.
比如说你第五章第五节说，因为你们确实的知道，无论是淫乱的、是污秽的、贪心的这些人呢，在神的国度里面没有份。
That is, so these people will not be in the kingdom of Christ. That is, the immoral, impure, or covetous men.
这些事啊，神的审判一定要临到这些人。
So God's judgment will come upon these people.
所以保罗说，你们千万不要与他们同流合污，我们应该从他们当中分别出来。
And so we shall not be soiled by them because we should be separated from them.
我们必须记着，有一天呢，我们要在神面前受审判。为了这个缘故，我们基督徒应该过着一个圣洁的生活，一个公义的生活。
One day we will come before judgment, and therefore Christians should lead a holy life.
第二个。动机或者是鼓励或者是或者第二个 motivation 呢、啊？第二个 motivation 乃是说我们今天呢、啊、成为光明之子，因此我们必须要接触光明的果子。
And so the second motivation is that we should be a children of light. We should bear the fruit of the light.
他明明跟我们讲，如今在主里面我们是光明的，因此我们行事为人就要像光明的子女一样。
Is now we are light in the Lord. We should walk as a children of light.
所以，如果我们在光明中行走的话，我们就要结出良善、公义、诚实这样的这个果子出来。
Because we then will produce the fruit of light, which is goodness and righteousness and truth.
我们必须所做的事，我们的生活必须能够遵守神的旨意。因此，他告诉我们说，第十节，总要查验何为主所喜悦的事。
So we will want to walk the path of God, and therefore we will want to try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord.
第三，他跟我们讲啊，我们应该有智慧。
And then third, it says, we should have a wisdom.
Okay, 这里所说给我们所讲的智慧啊，就是跟我们实际上有关系的道德上的智慧。
That is, these are moral wisdom. This is moral wisdom, the things of this earth.
就说圣经里面所讲的智慧，其实并不只是。主要还不是讲那些你聪明，所以你要考试考一百分。主要还不是那种智慧。
When the Bible talks about wisdom, it doesn't just talk about having 100 marks on school tests on intelligence kind of thing.
圣经里面所讲的这个智慧啊，平常就是能够使我们过一个圣洁生活的那种智慧。
That is, it's relating to the things which make us walk a holy life.
Okay, 那保罗在这个地方跟我们讲是说，我们做这个聪明的人，我们应该怎么样呢？
So how do we become a wise person according to Paul?
第十六节。
Verse 16.
如果我们是聪明的人的话，要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
Yes, if we are wise people, we would make the most of our time because the days are evil.
Okay, 这里所说的爱惜光阴啊，我们中文很难把它翻出来。希腊文关于这个时间呢，有两个字。
In the Greek, there are two words in regard to time, and it's kind of difficult to translate it in Chinese.
一个字啊，就是 chronos 那个字。
One is chronos.
那个字从那个字英文这个 chronology 就从那个字来。
The word in English chronology comes from it.
所以第一个字 chronos 的意思就是说时间的长短。
That is, it gives a dimension of how long or short this
period
is.
Okay. 时间的长短。
Now, how long or short a period
可是有第二个字、啊、叫做 kairos, 那个字的意思就是说
And the second word is a kairos, which
大概可以说对可能翻成一个最适当或者最恰当的机会最恰当的时机。
That is, the most appropriate time, the most opportune time.
Right.Most opportune time, OK, 最恰当的时机 ，OK。那保罗在这里所讲的是讲哪一个呢？你们要爱惜光阴是讲哪一个呢
？So Paul here is talking about which particular aspect of it?
不是第一个，是第二个。
It really is the second one that Paul is talking.
我们应该做聪明人。
We want to be we should be wise people.
我们应该有智慧。
And we should have wisdom.
因此啊，我们必须爱惜那适当的时机。
So we should be particularly appreciate the opportune time.
有时候那个适当的时机让它跑掉了，也许永远不会来。
Sometimes we let those opportunities go and they will never come back again.
你知道有一些人呢、啊，你向他传福音的时候，他觉得，哎，我应该接受耶稣。
Sometimes you preach the gospel to someone and think that, well, I should accept the Lord.
可是他说啊，等以后了。
But he said, well, I'll wait again.
有时候他那个很好的时机错过去以后啊，可能以后永远会不会来了？我不大知道。
Sometimes they let that very good time slip, and we don't know whether they will have time again.
有时候就要等了很久很久以后 才会回来。
Sometimes maybe a very long time afterwards.
因此、啊，我们基督徒应该晓得如何做聪明人，应该怎么爱惜这个时机、适当的机会。
So Christians should be wise people, and they should make the most of opportune time.
而且啊，我们做聪明人的话，我们应该明白主的旨意如何，我们必须要用我们的智慧去判断。知道寻求到底主的旨意是什么，按照主的旨意而行。
And then we should be wise to understand what the will of the Lord is, to seek what that will of the Lord is.
第四
，Number four，
他跟我们讲到，我们基督徒的生活应该被圣灵充满。
And the fourth, Christians should be filled by the Spirit.
被圣灵充满。
Be filled with the Spirit.
那我 OK， 我提一下，等一下再跟各位提啊。这里他叫我们被圣灵充满了，他是用这个现在式来表现，意思就是说我们必须要继续的被圣灵充满，或者说我们需要 repeatedly 一次又一次的被圣灵充满。
He uses the present tense of be filled or be continually filled with the Holy Spirit.
OK， 那今天下午有人问说，到底被圣灵充满是什么意思
？This afternoon somebody asked, what does it mean to be filled with the Holy Spirit？
被圣灵充满呢、啊，并不是说啊。OK， 我们刚信耶稣的时候，我只得到圣灵的一小部分。等到我圣灵充满以后，我只得到圣灵的全部，并不是这个意思。
Being filled with the Holy Spirit is not that when we receive the Lord, we are filled with partly with the Spirit, and then we become fully filled with the Holy Spirit later.
我想出一个比较好的这个比喻啊，就好像讲这个男女当中的关系。
Maybe we can use an example. It's like the relationship between a man and a woman.
比如说一个男孩子啊。
Let's say a man.
一个男孩子跟一个女孩子的彼此当中的关系。
They have a relationship with a he has a relationship with a woman.
Okay, 第一次这男孩子跟这女孩子啊见面的时候，他们好像开始有点一见钟情了，彼此当中有点心动了。
Maybe the first time they meet each other, they are kind of touched. They have maybe they love at first sight or something.
那后来啊，你看他们彼此当中就过了一个什么一个 dating 一个 dating 怎么说一个交往的时期，对不对
？So then they go through a period of a dating or relationship in that regard.
那我们中国人很少有所谓 ghost dating， 就是说 ghost dating 中文怎么翻我不知道，中文没有这个东西。ghost dating 怎么说？谁晓得 ？ghost dating 啊？哦，定情 ，OK， 不是订婚了，是定情 ，OK， 给我定情。
In Chinese, there's not that much precedence for going steady, but let's say there's a going steady period.
然后呢，他们关系更深了一步之后啊，他们变什么？他们变订婚了呢
？And then after a period more, then they become engaged.
那订婚以后过了一段时期啊，没有问题的话，哎，后来就结婚了。
And then if after that period there's no problem, then they become married.
好，我请问各位啊，当一个男孩子跟女孩子啊定情的时候。那个男孩子是不是得到那个女孩子的上面的这一部一小部分而已，只有得到她的头
？Is it that when they are going steady, he only receives part of the woman, only the head, let's say.
那等到他们订婚以后，他大概得到他的这个身体的一半。
And then maybe when he's engaged, he has half of the body.
是不是那个意思？根本不是的。
That's not the reason.
就是他们订婚的时候， 就是这个男孩子整个男孩子跟整个女孩子当中彼此当中的关系。
That is a, it's a relationship of the total person between the man and the woman.
你订婚的时候就是两个人的这个两个整个的这两个人当中的关系。
That is when you are engaged, it is a relationship between your total person.
他们结婚以后啊，还是他们这两个整个人的关系。
And when they're married, it is also the relationship between the total persons.
可是啊，他们彼此当中的关系啊，定情、订婚、结婚这三个时期都不一样。
But then when they go steady, when they engage, when they're married, that relationship is different.
就是这两个完整的人彼此当中的关系彼此的影响的这个程度不一样。
The interactions between these two whole persons is different.
比如说你还没有定情以前你在那里这个在还 dating, 在那里还在交朋友的时候你要跟这个女孩子去吃饭也可以你带那个女孩子吃饭也可以对不 对我想看看你看她不在她不在。她现在不在说你还好。
So, it's not that when I forgot what the example was. If you're going steady with someone and
no steady yet, no steady yet.
Dating with someone.
Yeah, right.
And then someone else intervenes, it's a different problem.
对不对？那等到你 go steady, 你定情之后啊，哎，你要约其他的女孩子出去就不行了。
But if you're going steady, then another girl appears, and it's different.
比如说你订婚了之后啊。Then, 你订婚了以后啊
，Then if you're engaged，
啊，你当然不能够带其他女孩子到外面去请客了。
You would not normally escort another girl out for a party, let's say.
可是，比如说你订婚了之后啊，你晚上今天晚上不回来啊，不回家，不回到你的宿舍、啊，你不告诉她还可以了，对不对
？And let's say that if you're you don't return that night to your dorm and you're engaged to a girl, that's still acceptable.
Yeah, 你不必告诉他了。
You don't have to tell her that you.
你不必告诉他说你今天晚上不吃饭了，或者你今天晚上做什么？你今天晚上进去祷告，你不必告诉他。
You don't have to tell her that you know I can't go home to the dorm tonight.
你根本放你就放一半，你心里不要跑哪里去？不要紧。可是啊，你结婚了之后啊，哎，你晚上不回家吃饭了，你非告诉他不可。
But if you are married and you don't return home for dinner, then you have to tell her.
我再讲一个例子啊。
For example,
你订婚之后还没有结婚以前呢，哎，你的支票他不能开。
Another example, if you're engaged and you're not married and you cannot write her check. Yeah.
可是你结婚之后啊，哎，你的支票他可以开了。
And then when you're married, then she can write your check.
其实我的意思是什么？其实我讲这个故意讲这个东西，那是让各位想一件事。
And I want to bring this example out so that you can think about something.
我们这个人跟圣灵当中的关系啊，是我整个人、整个王守仁跟整位圣人、圣灵当中有各种不同的这个关系的这个什么程度。
That is the depth of the relationship between my whole body, my whole person, and the whole of the Holy Spirit is different at different stages.
我还没有信主以前，这位圣灵在我身上的影响力没有那么大。
Before I was a Christian, the impact of the Holy Spirit on me was much less.
等到我信了耶稣以后，这个圣灵在我身上的这个影响力会大一点。
When I became a Christian, then the Holy Spirit had a greater impact on my life.
其实所说的圣灵充满是什么意思
？And what does the filling of the Holy Spirit mean?
圣灵充满就是说啊
，When the filling of the Holy Spirit，
并不说圣灵把它倒到我这头上来。圣灵充满其实意思就是说圣灵在我生活上在我生命当中有决定性的影响。
That is, when the Holy Spirit fills me, then it's not only it affects my life, my living, my whole, it has a whole a direct impact on my life.
Okay, the Holy Spirit has the decisive influence upon my life, 叫做被圣灵充满。就是圣灵在我生命当中有决定上的影响有决定性的影响。
There's a decisive influence of the Holy Spirit on my life and living.
Okay, 所以啊受圣灵充满啊我们等一下会看啊 OK, 我们开始看啊。受圣灵充满不一定说你受圣灵充满之后啊我就失去了我的理性失去我的理智我就乱跳乱蹦乱乱乱乱什么乱乱跳乱乱乱什么乱笑。啊乱吼 OK。不一定啊。
So it's not necessary that when the Holy Spirit fills me entirely, I will lose my reason totally, I will run and shout and jump up and down.
其实我要告诉各位啊这里的圣经以弗所书第五章那里跟你们看到啊保罗其实用两个命令是不要醉酒而要常常 经常被圣灵充满。两个命令是。
There are actually two commands here in verse 18. He says, do not get drunk with wine. And then he says, but be filled with the Spirit.
然后他下面就接着有五个现在分词。
And then, subsequently, there are five, present,
participles.
Participles.
其实艺术的文法上的艺术是说什么呢？就是说告诉我们说啊，我们被圣灵充满之后，我们会产生这种效果出来。
We will have, these, consequences, if we are filled with the Spirit.
Okay. 圣灵充满产生这些后果。
And what are the results?
不过我还没有跟各位讲这个后果以前呢，也许可以。我还是要先给各位看见一件事，看一件事。Yeah, okay, 我们先来看这个。各位看啊。以弗所书第五章第十八节到二十节。
So in verse 18 to 20, it states this.
其实我们中午把它当作当用诗章啊，其实翻得不很好。其实意思就是说，你们要被圣灵充满，那被圣灵充满的结果是什么呢？你们就会用诗章、颂词、灵歌、彼此对说、口唱心和的赞美主，凡事是啊，奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。
Actually, verse 19 and 20 are results of the filling of the Holy Spirit. That is, the results will be speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 16,
保罗告诉我们说，当用各样的智慧，把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里。
Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you.
那我们如果把基督的道理丰丰富的存在心里之后啊，就产生的后果是什么呢？我们就会用诗章、颂词、灵歌、彼此教导、互相劝诫、心被恩感、歌颂神。无论做什么，或说话，或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。
And then in that case, the results of having the word of Christ richly dwell within us would be with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God.
请问各位看了这两节圣经有什么感想？
What sort of feeling do you have after you read these two verses?
你看到什么东西？你有没有看到什么东西？
What do you see?
什么东西？
圣灵充满等于智慧和基督的道理。
圣灵充满的结果跟用各样的知识把基督的道丰富的存在心里所产生的结果完全一样。
That is, the Spirit and the infilling of the Spirit is identical to the Word of Christ richly dwelling within us.
我请问各位啊，当你用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰富的存在我们心里那个时候，你是会不会完全失去你的理性？
If we have the word of Christ richly dwelling within us, will we lose our reason?
会不会？
不会。
对不对？所以你说圣灵充满一个人之后，那个人完全失去他的理性，那个说法大有问题。
And so if anybody thinks that to be filled by the Spirit will make us lose our reason, there would be a great problem with that. That would not be true.
其实啊，还好，是八点是不是 ？OK，
八点。
OK， 少点十分哦。Anyway， 好，我想的啊，我要讲啊，我们的理性啊，是谁给我们
？Our reasoning power, who gave it to us？
是谁给我们？神给我们，对不对
？God gave it to us。
那圣灵就是神，对不对？圣灵就是神，对不对
？And the Spirit is God, is he not？
所以当圣灵充满在我们身上的时候，圣灵会不会把神给我们的东西磨杀掉？
And so when the Spirit fills us, will he destroy that which God has given to us?
你晓得啊，你可以想到。
You can know the answer.
所以有很多人说，当圣灵充满一个人之后，那个人完全失去他的理性，他乱蹦乱跳乱搞，那个实在大有问题啊。
So someone thinks that when the Spirit of God fills us, then we will jump up and down and always, like we lose all our reason, we have a problem.
当然我们知道魔鬼，鬼啊，是要反对神的。
The devil would like to be against God.
所以当一个人被鬼附的时候啊，这个鬼啊会把神在这个人身上神的创造搞乱。
But when the devil comes into a person, then he wants to really confuse and destroy the things that God has given.
所以一个人被鬼附的人啊，他实际上失去他的理性，乱蹦乱跳，乱吼乱搞啊，还讲的还有道理。
If the devil possesses a person, then the person jumps up and down and goes all other without any reasoning at all, then that would be logical.
可是你要说圣灵充满之后，圣灵会把神给我们的理性完全搞掉的话，那实在讲不大过去。
But if the God, and then it says that we should be the results of the Holy Spirit filling us would be that we will speak to one another.
Okay, 彼此对说，我跟你讲，你跟我讲，彼此对说，那个时候我们会不会失掉理性？
So when we're speaking to one another, is that something which where we've lost our reasoning, our sanity?
我要告诉他说，哎，真的是我们来赞美神。你说好啊，感谢神，阿门，我们一起来赞美神。那个时候，你呢会不会失掉了理性
？And so we say, come, brother, and let's praise the Lord together. And would that be something when we have lost our sanity?
会不会没有对吧
？No.
第二，
Second?
要向主歌唱，向主弹这两个分词啊。就是向主做的，所以其实我可以把它放置一个，叫做向主歌唱，向主弹琴来歌赞美神。
And secondly, you'll be singing a melody, making melody with your heart to the Lord.
那当你要歌唱的时候，当你要弹琴的时候，会不会失掉你的理性
？And when we're doing that, and when you're making melody, would you have lost your sanity?
当你在失掉理性，在乱搞的时候，你弹的歌是不是很好听啊？
If you've lost your sanity and you are trying to play some musical instrument, would that be all very disorganized?
第三告诉我们说啊，我们要感谢。
And then third, it says we always should be giving thanks.
凡事要奉我们的主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。
So because we should give all thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
好，第四个，圣灵充满了后果产生什么？
And then fourth, what is the result of being filled with the Spirit?
就会彼此，我这个是想了很久，也想不出什么好，怎么翻出来了？我告诉各位，这里啊，所说中文的翻成说，我们要存着敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
Chinese translates it as if we are fearing God, then we should be subject to one to another.
Okay.Chinese 也许把它换成 obey 一家了
，obey each other。
OK， 那其实这个字啊，就是这个字，我们彼此要 hypotasso， 就是那个字。
Indeed, we should be using that word hypotasso towards one another。
保罗在这里说啊，圣灵充满以后，我们就彼此会 hypotasso。
When the Spirit fills us, then we should have a relationship of hypotasso with each other。
那 hypotasso 这个字、啊，照字一翻就是说 place and。就把自己摆在别人的下面。
That is translate it directly. It would be to be placed under someone else.
因此啊，所谓说圣灵充满一个人之后啊，他会彼此 hypotasso， 也可以说彼此将自己摆在别人或者对方的下面。
Then say when the Spirit fills us, then we would have this relationship with one another that we are placing ourselves beneath or under someone else.
其实意思就是说啊，我换另外一种说法，就是说，就会更关心别人，更会关心对方的好处，而不是主要顾到我自己的好处。
That is, we'll be more concerned about the good that will happen to someone else, the other person.
或者说，重视对方的好处胜过自己的好处。
That is to give priority to the needs and the good that will come to the other person rather than to ourselves.
Okay.那这一点呢，就告诉我们说，我们必须要常常被圣灵充满，而被圣灵充满以后，就会产生刚才我给各位看的这四个不同的情况。
And that is to say that this means that we should be continually filled with the Holy Spirit, and the results will be these four items that we talked about.
其实啊，因为现在有很多人有这种错误的讲法，所以我现在给各位看一节，看啊。Okay, 看一段圣经
Because there's often a wrong sort of teaching, and I'd like to read some section for you.
请各位看哥林多前书
First Corinthians,
第十二章
Chapter
12. Okay, 我们从第二十八节念
From verse 28.
神在教会所设立的第一是使徒，第二是先知，第三是教师，其次是行异能的，再次得恩赐医病的，帮助人的，治理事的，说方言的。
And God has appointed, verse 28, in the church, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, administrations, various kinds of tongues.
OK， 我们先要记得一件事啊。保罗一再的强调，我们每一个人都需要常常的被圣灵充满，每一个人。
Paul continually emphasizes the fact that all of us should be continually filled with the Spirit.
就是我们看到以弗所书第五章那讲，每一个人，每一个基督徒都应该经常被圣灵充满。
In Ephesians 5, it tells us that all Christians should continually be filled by the Holy Spirit.
好，我们看哥林多前书第十二章二十九节。
And then in verse 29 of 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
不，我在这里要先解释一点啊，在希腊文里面，你问人家问一个问题的时候，有两种问法。
In the Greek, if you want to ask someone a question, you ask them in two ways.
一种问法就是说，我不知道，我问你，请你告诉我，给我回答。我知道，我需要知道一些资料。我问你，比如说，我不晓得你的太太叫什么名字，我问他，哎，真是你的太太叫什么名字
？And so, if you have a question, inquiring of someone, you really need to know the answer. You ask someone, for example, what is the name of your wife? That would be that kind of a question.
那第二种问法是什么呢？就说我早就知道，我早就知道那个回答。我现在问你啊，就是期待你给我说不是。
And so, the other kind of a question is a rhetorical question where I would ask you specifically a question that I know the answer, which is that you should say no.
And I expect to say no. 我期待你要讲的就是不。
I will hope and that you expect that you would say no.
OK, 哥林多前书第十二章二十九节所问的就是这种第二种问法。
And then in verse 29 here, it is this sort of a question.
所以我把那个意思念出来。
We'll see the, I'll read it.
听清楚啊，保罗说每一个人每一个基督徒应该经常被继续被圣灵充满。
Paul says that
不在这个 text 里面，在以弗所书。
Paul has said in Ephesians that we all should be continually filled with the Holy Spirit.
二十九节，哥林多前书十二章第二十九节。
And then in 1 Corinthians chapter 12:29.
岂都是使徒吗？不。岂都是先知吗？不。岂都是教师吗？不。岂都是行异能的吗？不。
And Paul asks in this way, all are not apostles, are they? That is no. All are not prophets, are they? That is no. All are not teachers, are they? That is no. All are not workers of miracles, are they? That is no.
第三十节，岂都是得恩赐异禀的吗？不。岂都是说方言的吗？不。岂都是翻方言的吗？不。
Verse 30, all do not have gifts of healings, do they? All do not speak with tongues, do they? All do not interpret, do they?
所以意思就是，保罗说，所有的每一个基督徒应该经常受圣灵充满。
That is to say, Paul says that we should continually be filled with the Holy Spirit.
可是保罗说，并不是每一个人都要说方言。
But Paul says that it is not necessary that all would speak with tongues.
所以现在有些人告诉你说，你说方言就表示你受了圣灵，嘿，不一定。
Some people say that if you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you will speak in tongues. That's not true.
而且有人说，哎，你不说方言就表示你根本没有得到圣灵，那个是绝对的错。
And if some people even go and say that if you don't have the Holy, the Spirit, if you don't speak in tongues, then you don't have the Holy Spirit, that is absolutely untrue.
那种我说错，不是我讲的，是圣经讲的，保罗讲的。
It's not I saying that, but the Bible, Paul says that.
OK, 其他的事一样，我不仔细讲了，我们再谈其他的事吧。
OK, let's go on to other things now.
以弗所书第五章二十二节。
Verse 22 now of Ephesians 5.
其实从以弗所书五章二十二节到六章第九节讲到我们在家庭里面的彼此当中的关系要怎么样。
5:22-6:9 talks about the family relationships.
来，我们来念。我要姊妹念以弗所书第五章二十二节。
Would like the sisters to read verse 22.
大家准备好没有？以弗所书第五章二十二节啊，姊妹们念啊。
The sisters，
你们做妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主。
OK， 弟兄们念二十二节。不，二十二，二十。
And brothers also verse 22。
啊，念啊，念。
Wives, be subject to your own husbands as to the Lord。
所以这个做妻子啊，念自己的事情很不服气。这个做丈夫的念得很高兴，你看圣经明讲，你非常乖乖的听从我啊！我叫你今天晚上不吃饭，你就不吃饭了。
If wives might be reading this without that much enthusiasm, whereas husbands might feel very proud of reading this and said that you won't eat any supper tonight.
其实啊，我把 我把以弗所书第五章二十一节、二十二节念给各位听。保罗怎么写
？But let's see what Paul has written, and let me read verse 21 and 22.
保罗说啊，又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此许伯他所。
In the fear of Christ, in hypotasis with one another.
对，你们做妻子的，自己的丈夫如同主。
In wives, in that relationship with your own husbands as to the Lord.
其实保罗这么说。好，我现在有问题啊。各位看二十二节中文的圣经啊，当顺服那里三个字旁边有九个点，对不对？
There are some dots after the word be subject in verse 22.
我知道，那姊妹特别注意这一点，姊妹们很喜欢这一点。
The sisters are particularly observant about this.
如同顺服主，那个顺服也是点了六个点，对不对
？Even also the phrase as to the Lord has some asterisks there.
那六个点是什么意思？
What does that mean?
就是要特别提醒你们，你们要特别小心的，要好好的念，不要忘掉啊。
It means that you have to read it very carefully.
是不是？不是。
No.
原文没有那个字。
That is to say, the original text does not have that phrase.
所以其实啊，那里说做妻子的啊，你们做妻子的当做什么自己的丈夫啊？那个动词啊。是从第二十一节的动出来的。
And that is to say, that phrase there, be subject, is actually the phrase that is
the verb.
The verb is a continuation of the verb that is.
The verb came from verse 21.
21.
所以其实啊，好，我现在看啊，那个动词就是这个字。
And that verb is the same word, hypotasis.
就是那个字。所以其实就是说啊，你们要。二十一节告诉我们说，你们当存敬畏基督的心，彼此许伯他所。
And so in verse 21 it says, in the fear of Christ, we should be in hypotasso with each other.
对，那你们做妻子的呀，应该许伯他所，自己的丈夫如同许伯他所主。真的，其实是保罗这么说的。
And so wives, we should have this relationship of hypotasso with our husband, as hypotasso to the Lord.
那其实现在你叫我把它翻成中文，我也很难翻。我可以把意思告诉各位，可是我没有把它翻出来。
I can give you the meaning, but I can't really translate it out exactly in the Chinese here.
我想问那个各位了，就是我们能不能彼此顺服
？I would like to ask you, can we be subject to one another, submissive to one another?
No. Obedient to each other.
Oh, obedient to one another.
我告诉你，你听我话，你听我的命令。
If I say something to you, will you listen to my commands?
那当然，我听你的命令了。
Of course, I'll listen to your commands.
所以我的意思就是说，你以后真意思，你以后通通听我讲话。
That is to say, you will obey all my commands in the future.
你告诉我说，王总呢，你以后都听我的话。
And you say, Brother Wang, you are going to listen to my word.
那我怎么？
You obey me.
那到底谁要听谁的话
？And then who will obey each, who？
怎么去彼此顺服？怎么样
？How can we obey one another？
对不对？怎么去彼此顺服
？How do we obey one another？
根本不可能啊，对不对
？It's not possible。
那到底这里跟着我讲的意思是什么？我们来看。
So what is the meaning here？
这里。所以保罗在这里啊，讲到家庭当中啊，夫妻的关系、父子的关系、主人仆人的关系，应该怎么办？
And so here it talks about the relationship with husband and wife, the parent and child, and the employer and employee.
第，他跟我们讲啊，不要忘掉第五章二十一节。第五章二十一节是一个一般的原则。
In verse 21, actually, that is the general principle underlining all of the subsequent.
所以啊，你夫妻当中的关系要有这个一般的原则，你父子当中的关系也要服从这个一般的原则，你主人仆人当中也要符合这个一般的原则。
That is to say, the relationship between husband and wife, parent and child, and employer and employee should have this general principle.
那是什么呢
？And what is it?
就是你们要存敬畏基督的心。
That is to say, we should have the fear and reverence of the Lord.
彼此许伯他所。
Mutually have a relationship of hypotasso.
那这个许伯他所这个字啊，我跟各位讲，就是这个意思。
And that meaning of hypotasso is just like this, where it says.
Okay, 你晓得啊，这个意思，我只讲这个意思。
That is this really, this placing under.
所以我昨天晚上在那里想了一半，想了差不多半个小时以上啊，想不出一个好的方法翻，所以我就把它翻成彼此 敬重服侍也许好一点。
And to thought about it a long time, half an hour trying to figure out how to express this well, and then this is the best I can do would be mutually placing oneself at another service.
Right, I think that you said it. 可是我中文的敬重服侍很难讲，就说 mutually place oneself at other service， 彼此当中啊，使我彼此当中，我让你这随便反正。I praise myself at his service, and he praised himself at my service. 怎么说？
尊重啊？不是，不是尊重，
是礼让。
我礼让。
有一句话，相敬如宾。
大概也可以。其实意思还不是相敬如宾啊，意思就是说我这个人啊，不要强调我的权利，你应该对我怎么样？可是我只是考虑说我应该怎么样能够帮助你，我为什么怎么样才能够对你好，能够对你有帮助。
Yes, I'm not emphasizing my authority, my privilege, but rather how I can be of service, of help to you.
Yeah, that's clear
now. OK. 我只是考虑到有一些人听不懂英文的人，我要把它解释出来。
服侍
哦，彼此敬重服侍，所以我想想还是彼此敬重服侍也是好一点。
要敬重服侍。
OK, 要彼此敬重服侍。OK,
So we are respecting each other and serving each other.
在敬畏基督啊，不要忘掉啊，以敬畏基督的心彼此敬重服侍。
And so when we have to be fearing Christ and also mutually putting ourselves at each other's service.
我们在敬畏基督的这一个大前提底下，我们重视对方的好处胜过自己的好处。
That is underneath the fear and reverence of Christ, we will be emphasizing the good that we will come to someone else rather thanOur own benefit.
好，在夫妻当中怎么样
？What about the relationship between husband and wife?
你们做妻子的人应该怎么样
？So wives, so what should we do?
应该许伯他做丈夫，你们应该敬重、尊重丈夫。
And so wives should have the relationship about hypotasso in regard to their husband.
可是丈夫应该怎么样
？And what about the husband?
丈夫要爱妻子。
The husband is to love his wife.
可是你不要忘掉这件事，什么叫爱妻子
？But what does that love mean?
我讲英文，你替我翻中文啊。In love, the one loved, or his or her interest, control the one who loves. 那谁做头？好，你
被爱的那个人，他的兴趣是受那个爱。
不是，我讲
那个人，他的兴趣是受那个被爱的人控制。
不是兴趣，他的好处，他的益处。就是说在这个爱的关系里面呢、啊、比如说我在这里爱郑医师了，如果我真的爱你的话啊、哦、如果我真的爱你的话、啊、那他的好处啊，他对他的益处啊会控制我。
That is to say, if I really love another person, I really love the person so much, his good, for his good, everything in that regard will control what I do.
对不对？所以我不会说随便说，嘿，我今天晚上啊想要跑到哪里去不管他了，因为我今天晚上不管他的时候，他可能要饿死了。我不会想到我今天晚上，我知道他不会煮饭的，我如果不煮饭给他吃，他一定饿死，我就不管他了，我就想去吃完。我不会，因为我爱他的话，我说哎，我不煮饭给他吃了，他大概饿死了，所以我回来煮饭给他吃。
Because if I leave tonight, for example, and he will starve to death because he doesn't know how to cook his dinner, then I would be concerned about him, and I would want to stay in order that I could cook dinner for him.
你听我的意思。懂吗 ？OK， 所以妻子啊要敬重你的丈夫。
And so wives be subject to your husband.
可是丈夫你也爱着爱你的妻子。
But husbands, you should love your wife.
那你如果真正爱你的妻子的话，你的妻子的好处会影响到，会控制到你的想法，会控制到你的行为、行动。
And if you really love your wife, then her interest, her good.Will control what you would do.
所以在这里保罗所讲的呀，并不是说男女不平等，其实男女平等。
Paul is not talking about an iniquity between inequality between the husband and wife, but an equality.
可是丈夫跟妻子当中的 role 不一样。
But the roles of a husband and wife are totally different.
角色不一样，对。
The roles are different.
虽然是平等，可是角色不一样。
Although they're equal, yet their roles are different.
可是如果你的丈夫真正的爱你的话，你要许伯他的丈夫很容易。
But if your husband really loves you and you want to have this relationship or hypotasis with your husband, it's very easy.
那如果你真正的爱你的妻子的话，你不会做一个暴君。你说我今天晚上不让你吃饭，我知道今天晚上你不吃饭就死掉了。我说干脆死掉算了，你不会这样。
But if you really love your wife, then you will not have this attitude of like an arrogant a king against your wife.
Okay. 所以如果我们呢、啊，如果我们遵守圣经的这样的话，家庭里面就没有问题了。
And if we respect these two principles, then families will have no problems.
还有五分钟，所以我们必须赶快。
Five more minutes.
Okay. 父子当中的关系怎么样？
What about parent-child relationship?
儿女在主里面应该听从父母，要孝敬父母。
Children obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
可是如果父母要娶婆他所带的儿子的话，父母应该好好按照主的教训来养育他的这个儿女。而圣经讲的很重要，你不要惹他们的气。
And if you want to have a hypostatic relationship with your child, then you would want to bring them up in the discipline of the and instruction of the Lord, but do not provoke your children to anger.
你看，你在古代也古代的时候，哪里有哪里哪里有一个说法会说，哎，你做父母的呀，不要惹你儿子的气。
In the old times, is there any teaching at all about the fact that you should not provoke your children to anger?
古代那些人说，嘿，你的父亲就是儿子的暴君。哎，你这儿子，我要你死，要你就死掉，就这样。
In the old times, father was like a tyrant towards his child. He wants him to die, he can die.
可是圣灵啊，圣灵知道我们跟儿子当中的关系啊，我们啊，今天心理学家告诉我们，其实圣灵早就知道，叫我们不要惹我们儿女的气。
The psychologists tell us today about this, but the spirit of God knew that way before.
所以叫什么？做父母的应该怎么样
？That is what should parents do.
要重视儿女的好处胜过自己的好处。
That is, the parent should be concerned about the good that will come to the child more than the good that will come to them.
所以你处理孩子不要只想我自己，不要太自私了。
And so when we think about the child, we should not be thinking of ourselves and in a selfish way.
主人跟仆人的关系。
And then, what about employer-employee relationships?
其实一样。
Same.
仆人应该以主人的好处为念。
The employee should have a consideration and think about the good that will come to the employer.
而这个主人呢，一样的，也要以这个仆人的好处为念。
And the employer will also be thinking about the good that will come to the employee.
如果他们这样弄的话，按照圣经遵循的话，我们就根本不需要有工会的存在。
If there were this sort of attitudes, these sorts of attitudes, then there would be no need for unions.
只有两分钟啊，好。
Two more minutes.
保罗说，最后。
Paul said, finally.
以弗所书第六章啊。
Chapter 6.
我还没看这一讲，我先讲一句话。
Let me just say something too.
第六章第十节。
6:10.
保罗说啊，我还有末了的话，你们要靠着主，因着他的大能大力，做刚强的人。
And finally, there are these last words: Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might.
其实在这里面，保罗虽然用被动的语态讲，可是他是用命令式讲的。
Actually, this is a command that he gives to the people.
其实你看圣经里面，圣经常常都有这种命令式。
There are often these commands that are given directly in the Bible.
基督徒的生活并不是说我就不管了，神啊，你既然救我，我什么都不管了，让你处理一切。我根本不要尽我的本分。
Some Christians think, oh, I've become a Christian now, so God, you can do anything you want. I don't need to do anything.
其实啊，圣经告诉我们，
But yet,
其实圣经啊，
says,
我没有算过，不过它差不多。可能 40% 或者 50% 以上的动词啊都是命令式。
Actually, in the Bible, I would say that maybe 40-50% of the phrases are in the command mode.
如果我们基督徒什么都不要做的话，为什么圣经给我们命令式？
If Christians don't need to do anything, why does the Bible give us these commands?
所以在这里告诉我们说，我们应该要做刚强的人。
And so we should be strong in the Lord.
不是靠我们自己。
That is, but it's not to depend on ourselves.
我们要依靠他的大能大力。
We are to depend on the strength of His
might.
So the Christian life,
必须依靠神的能力。
We need to depend on the strength of God.
依靠神给我们的恩典。
We want to depend on the grace of God.
而要尽我们自己应该尽的本分。
We complete the responsibility that we should have.
那保罗说啊，我们要抵挡魔鬼。
Paul says that we should fight against the devil. Withstand the devil.
我们必须要穿上神给我们的全副的武装。
We need to put on the full armor that God has given to us.
那这五章就是包括这几个。
And it includes these points here.
我在一分半钟把这个讲完啊，很快的。
In 1.5 minutes, I will complete it.
那讲到带子。
About the belt.
带子当然是这些罗马的军官他们用的，穿了这个军装之后，把它束腰的那个东西带子啊。
That is a belt that ties us up after we put on our garments.
就是能够支持你自己，就是你能够行动自如。
And so that it can sustain us, support us, so that we can have action as we wish.
而这个带子就是真理。
And this is the truth.
我们如果基督徒要行动自如，我们要真的能够做我们应该做的事的话，我们必须彻底的明白神的真理。
If we want to have freedom to act as we would want to, and then we need to know the truth very, very well.
我们千万不要轻视真理。
We cannot despise the truth.
第二，保罗说，我们必须拿起我们的护心镜，就是要保护我们的心，保护我们重要器官的这个器具。
And we need to have a breastplate of righteousness. That is the one that will protect us.
保罗说，这个就是公义。
And this is righteousness.
公义有两个意思，一个就是我们跟神当中有好的关系。
Righteousness has two meanings. One is our relationship, a good relationship with God.
同时，我们的道德上的公义就是表示我们的行动上、我们的行为上真是公义。
And then the ethical righteousness, that is our morality and the fact that we are being holy.
以下告诉我们说啊，我们要穿鞋子，鞋子的目的乃是要使我们能够站立得稳，使我们不赤脚。
And so we should have shoes so that we can stand uprightly and firmly.
那里保罗说，我们应该以平安的福音呢、啊，做这个脚穿上。做鞋穿到这个穿上啊，这个脚上。
And so we should have the gospel of peace shod on our feet.
就说如果我们在神面前有平安的话，我们就没有什么遭遇。
If we have God's peace with us, then we will not encounter anything bad.
我们要可以站立得稳。
And we can stand well.
还有我们要带着信心的盾牌，这个盾牌是保护自己的，我们应该有信心。这个就是我们的信心。
And we should have faith for our shield because it is important to have the faith to protect us.
就是我们信靠神。
As we need to have faith and trust in our Lord.
我们要戴上救恩的头盔，这个头盔是要保护头的。
And so we have the helmet of salvation. This is to protect our head.
这个救恩呢，乃是要使我们的头，使我们的 mind 能够正常的作用，正常的function.
So that our mind could have the correct action and function.
然后保罗说，我们要拿起圣灵的宝剑。
And then we should have the spirit, the Holy Spirit, the sword of the Spirit.
神的道。
And that is God's word.
圣经。
The Bible,
能够攻击撒旦
so that we can attack Satan.
我们拿了这个军装之后啊，保罗说，我们以后还接着要继续的祷告祈求。
And then when we have this full armor, then we should have prayer and petition.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
父神，谢谢你给我们这个机会来一起学习以弗所书的信息。
Father, we thank you for this opportunity to study the word from Ephesians.
求你帮助我们，真是能够把我们所学习的真理。应用到我们日常的基督徒生活上。
Lord, we pray that these words might indeed be utilized in our daily walk.
叫我们真是能够脱去旧人，能够穿上新人，真的成为合你心意的一个基督徒。
Then indeed we can take off the old man, put on the new man, and be the Christian that is pleasing in your sight.
求你在我们当中，使我们真是愿意即刻的来明白追求你更多的真理。
I pray indeed that we will understand and have this great desire after your word and understand you.
我们这样祷告，奉我们的主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.